mate, when it's being weaned, you'd say she does what with calf? Any name for the noise she would make? What about the cow at feeding time? Any name for the noise she would make? Would you ever say
a cow at feeding time?
You'd say she...
They'd moo?
Ever heard anybody talk about the cow?
But I didn't know they'd moo without us being at feeding time. We fed them morning and afternoon.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about the calf lowing or anything like that?
The cow lowing? Yeah, you take a calf away from her, she's really low.
Do you remember talking about?
Oh, we used to want to kill the butcher when he'd come out the house and bring his wagon to get the calves. Wee, boy.
Lucky bad.
Well, we just take him to the slaughterhouse, you know. Well, we just could kill him. Papa tried to get him to come, you know, when we went there, when we were at school.
They ever talk about a cat blading or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they blade.
And what about the horse? What would you notice of the noise that he made?
Neigh.
And do you have a name that would cover like cows and horses and all that together? Mules, so you had to go out and feed the
animals?
Or what about, say, chickens and turkeys and ducks and geese, anything that would cover all those?
Well, we never had anything but chickens that we kept around the house. Now, Miles Hardy raises guineas. Mm-hmm. He talks about his guineas on his program that he comes on there at 4:45. He raises partridges, too.
Oh.
He sure does.
Mm-hmm. I guess those are very expensive in Russia.
I imagine so.
Talking about those chickens, what would you call a hen on a nest of eggs? She's a what kind of hen?
Setting hen.
Yeah.
S-E-T-T-I-N-G. She really should be sitting, but they call her setting. Hmm. Setting hen.
And the piece of meat that the children like to get, you know, you pull.
Funny bone.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a superstition that went along with that?
Pull it, if you broke it, see, you got the short end, you were going to get married first.
You know, it's funny, some people have that, if you get the short end, you get married first, and some, if you have the long end, you get married first.
I know, and short end, you get your wish.
The inside parts of
well, now, some people, we used to always cut our chickens up. Well, most of the chickens we had, as long as we had a home, you know, all together, we'd always use whole chickens. You couldn't buy pieces. And the way we cut chickens up, there was always a pulley bone. Mm-hmm. We cut the pulley bone off and then cut off the sides with the ribs on them. Mm-hmm. You had 4 pieces of breast, the pulley bone and the big piece and the 2 sides. Mm-hmm. But we always, and if I buy a whole chicken, or if I got a whole breast without it having been cut in half to begin with, I'd cut off the pulley bone.
Did they ever, all the inside parts of the chicken that you can eat, ever have a name for that?
Well, you called it the liver and the gizzard.
When you butchered hogs, your father had hogs, so butchered, what pieces of cuts of meat would you get off the hog? Can you tell me about the pieces when you butchered the hog?
Ooh, I don't know any of the name of anything. You'd have the ribs, of course, you'd have the backbone. And you'd have the hams and the shoulders. And we never kept the feet.
What about the?
And you'd have the head and make souse out of that. Cook that up and the meat would come off the bones. Make souse out of that. And I don't remember our ever using the livers or any of those organs on the hearts and things like that. I don't remember our ever using those. They were thrown away.
What did they call them? You know, when you cut the side of the hog, what meat would you get from that?
Get bacon if you got bacon, but we didn't. We just